Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And is this like Christmas morning for you? All the hard work, everything that you put into it, it now pays off today. You get to stay up late. You get to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, opening presents, opening all the draft presents that the NFL is going to give you now?
No, because I don't know. I don't look at it that way. It probably, when I used to do, I had to put the suit on and do a digital show for literally every pick of every round of like 7 rounds. That was more being in L.A., going through the whole process of, that was doing like a, almost a, what, 6? I can't remember how long the draft. Four and a half hour TV show on top of it. That would have been more like a really hard Christmas morning. But this is just like, I can't wait to go on vacation.
What?
This COVID is just.
No, this is, you can't be more excited. You're a draft nerd. This is like Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But now there's just too many draft nerds in the space.
Well, I know.
Now there's too many in the space. Now ESPN's going to do a 4-box the whole time, and this is going to. It is amazing, and I told people this would happen back in 2012. So the draft is going to be a thing. Like it's draft season. It's a whole draft season because it fills in the gap of basketball from January to April. Basketball is just not real hot in NBA basketball. College basketball, March Madness is not as big as it once was, but especially, you know, through January and February. February has the combine. There is no NFL. There is no baseball. You know, the basketball people wait more towards the end. It was a perfect storm for football to have its own quote-unquote season without really having a season. Pretty much it was just combine and Senior Bowl. And you know, I would go down to the Senior Bowl and do shows from the Senior Bowl back when we were at 610.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 610, 1560, I've been doing this for a while. And it's developed into, like, this is a massive buildup. ESPN will have, obviously, NFL Network, but ESPN's going to have, their content's going to be draft-related throughout the day. It's now on ABC tonight. You know all those channels? It's on ABC, ESPN, NFL Network, Fox, like it's a multicast where it's on a zillion different stations. It's amazing how big a deal this has become in terms of what they've turned it into. And I've been privy to some of the TV ratings and digital, you know, hits, clicks on the websites. The jumps that it's been making since about 2013 or 14, My and I haven't gotten this since 2015, but just my hits on my scouting reports from January through June, I think it was in 2015, was 15 million, and 9 million came in 4 days. Hits from international hits.
Really,
it's just the international, the amount of people looking for information about their new players, and that's what I'm saying. It's really a lot of it comes from. Like, there's a buildup, but then it's really big because the NFL fans are really into it today.
Yeah.
When guys get picked who they don't know, they come scrambling, who is this guy? I want to tell everybody why he's the best or why he stinks. And so that's when they go scrambling for all their information. So the last 2 weeks is when NFL fans really get involved, not just people who are interested in the draft or college football. Because college football fans love watching where their guys are in the process. And then, you know, there's kind of the marriage of the college and pro, which are the draft people. And then the pro people start coming in late to figure out who the new players are on their team. And they really take over from, you know, from like last week moving forward, this is the NFL fans are just monsters in this space. So I'm interested to see how many people are in Cleveland, how many of the NFL are like what it looks like. But it just sucks that the Texans don't have a pick in the first two rounds. It's just they just give us nothing to be excited
about. Nothing. I saw the Texans sent out. There are no interviews scheduled for today. Oh, well, thanks. Okay. But if they make a pick, then you'll hear from Nick Caserio tonight after the draft. They won't make a pick. There is zero chance. Zero.
I hope they don't. That means they've done something terrible trading. If you get to the first round, after it means Deshaun Watson's been traded. That's the only way you can get to the first round.
Yeah. And apparently, well, according to Nick Caserio, according to Mike Florio, the fact that the two lawyers at the center of the controversy, Tony Busby and Rusty Harden, have fallen silent during the draft week makes it hard not to wonder whether we'll soon be hearing about the cases being resolved, followed by news of Watson being traded to a new team. That's a possibility, I guess, or there's just nothing for them to go out there and scratch each other in the eyes with, you know? There's because that's basically what's been going on. Hopefully, I mean, we think the smart move for Deshaun, settle.
Yeah.
Right?
That should be the smart move.
You would think that would be the smart move. we'll see whether or not.
Posturing's going to get him more games missed than he wants. You got to be careful about posturing and especially trying to go too aggressive at this. You'll miss games while it's going on, and then you'll miss games while you're suspended. You'll miss a lot of games. If you get this thing settled and settled quickly or relatively quickly, Deshaun Watson will play football in 2021. It won't be for the Texans. I don't think. You know, I don't think, but that would require the Texans moving him for an unknown draft pick. Like, you won't know where the draft. You could do it before the draft deadline. I mean, before the trade deadline, where you're like, oh, we know who the bad teams. Oh, we got a pretty good feel for who the bad teams are here. You could do something like that. And then he could end up playing, but then he could end up playing for one of those teams.
Yeah, playing and playing well. Or you hope that he's still suspended. Or he's suspended. You trade him to a team that's bad, and they're
that's
suspended.
That's the dream.
Yeah, and he's suspended and can't play.
Play him through the suspension.
Yeah, that would be totally.
And then if they have their quarterback, they would be fine with trading an early pick. Like, good. We would have traded it for a quarterback anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have drafted a quarterback anyway.
Right. I mean, whatever team is really, really poor next year through eight games, it doesn't have a quarterback. Needs a quarterback. Except the Texans, who had Deshaun Watson and had four wins. That's very unusual to have a quarterback like Deshaun Watson. Well, I guess the Lions have had Matt Stafford all this time, and they couldn't win football games.
Yeah.
But it's more likely that you don't have a quarterback if you're a really piss-poor team, which is so unusual for the Texans to be doing to do what they did. But thanks, Bill O'Brien. That was certainly fun. How about our team's comeback yesterday? How about the Astros coming back from a 5-2 deficit, made it 5-3 in the seventh, scored four in the eighth, and 5-3 and then four in the eighth, made it and won 7-5. Big help out of Evan White. Thank you for throwing that ball away.
Yeah,
that's a Gold Glove first baseman that did that.
Love playing Seattle.
I know.
There's just something about playing Seattle that warms my heart.
They just lay down.
And this year they're better.
No, they're good.
It's just they don't like seeing the Astros. The Astros are their daddies.
Yes. The last 3 years, they really have been their biz notches. Mm-hmm. The Astros now in second place at 13-11 in the West. Moved ahead of Los Angeles, who's 12-11. Seattle falls to 13-12. I mean, it's all bunched up except Texas. They blow, which is typical. Texas always. They always blow.
And you did that with the top of your lineup doing nothing.
Right.
Well, Bregy, Altuve, and Brantley did nothing. They combined for like 0 for 13. They didn't really get much going, but before we get into that, excuse me, why did the Astros very quietly put Yordan Alvarez on the IL?
I think it's COVID related.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, the way they're talking about health. Yeah,
the way
they're talking about it sounds creepy, like it's COVID. But is this brand new? Did he get a shot? Are we really doing this? No, vaccine thing and players having to miss a bunch of time. Baez, we found out, is a shoulder. It's not.
But even if he has the vaccine and he tests positive, he can't come around. That's the problem.
That's right. See, why? Because somebody else who doesn't have the vaccine could catch it. So it's the people who aren't doing the vaccine or
are keeping Yordan out of the bullpen. Well, we don't know that Yordan got his shots. Cool. We don't know.
Maybe he is out partying.
I hope he doesn't get it now because it kicks your ass. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Mine yesterday. How about that guy who called in to me? Don't do the fear porn, Lance. Nothing happens when you get your shots. What? I know a bunch of people, including myself, who took an ass kicking after both of the shots, and the second was worse. And you got in the middle of the golf tournament. You were like,
"Well, not in the middle. I was hurting the whole show."
Oh, you were?
Yeah. And then I went out there and I couldn't even swing. I mean, it was bad.
Well,
I went five holes and I said,
"It's like having COVID.
I'm out of here." Yeah,
it's like having a one day COVID.
So weak. I mean, it sucked because that was our golf tournament, and I wasn't able to be out there because of the shot.
Because we took Moderna, the powerful one that challenges your system.
No, Moderna sucks.
If you take Moderna,
is the best one. Mm. It actually gives you the COVID, and now you fight it. Dell's going to get what is you getting?
I'm getting my second Pfizer shot today.
Pfizer shot.
I don't think Moderna gives you the COVID. I think it's a messenger RNA where it.
But you know it's working.
It looks like.
Because it kicks your ass.
It makes your body think it's COVID.
Well, you know how potent it is.
We know. Because, see, your poverty one.
You've got the poverty one.
Yeah, because you don't even tell. Like, I guess I got a vaccine. No, we know we did.
No, good.
We know we did. We had to fight through it.
There's two opportunities. Either you had very trash immune systems, or you took the poverty vaccine. No, it's one of the two.
No, that's not it.
No, you
sorry. Come back stronger than ever.
Don't get mad at me because you took the poverty vaccine.
Remember when superheroes have bad stuff, like they have things that hurts them, and then they come back like, oh, wait a minute. I thought he got struck by lightning. He actually now has the power to shoot lightning at people.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
Now we can shoot COVID at people.
That is not a superhero origin story.
I've seen lots of superheroes around Houston since last summer. Shooting COVID at each other on videos. I'm like, hey,
that's what we can do.
There's people shooting COVID.
That's right.
Look at all those superheroes.
That's what we do.
It appears you two got the poverty vaccine.
No. I will tell you the challenges.
Sure. I will tell you the result of the elite vaccine.
Today. No, ours is elite.
I will check stock prices and see who's the most elite vaccine. I will get the second shot of the elite vaccine and see how it goes.
Pfizer's trash ass low stock.
Look,
numbers.
All I know is that first shot, I felt like a punch in the arm in one spot, didn't spread anywhere else, and I was good.
Yeah, because you are complaining about illness. The only place you're not going to get COVID is right in your arm.
Yeah, because I'm going to look in.
But the rest of your body is going to get all. Oh, you're going to be like, I wish I had gotten the good one, Moderna.
No, look. You were miserable yesterday, and that's fine. I enjoy your misery, but you took the poverty vaccine, and that's what happened. Yeah. It's okay.
You're fine now. I called John, and you sounded like you had the blahs.
I didn't have the good time.
But it doesn't last.
Better today, though, baby.
Yeah, it's just
right
it's
back
like,
at and coming back at
it's
at
one
Dell.
Day. It's yep. one day.
No, don't worry. Don't you worry. Everything's fine.
No one's worried about
I'm
you.
Back.
I've been dabbing harder than ever since I got the second vaccine.
Wow.
You think like, I don't even get tired.
It makes you dab?
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I just did it.
Whoa. You see that?
Is that a reflex action?
Yeah.
Talk about symptoms that'll ruin your life.
No.
If you automatically dab because of Moderna, what a horrific outcome for you.
Degenerative condition now. You're dabbing.
713 ESPN 97.5. What about if you need power, Lance?
Well, if you need power, Generator Supercenter is the company for you. We had so many people who lost their power. I did. Just everybody did. But I've been telling you about Generator Supercenter, and I've been one of the fools that was waiting to get it done. And now I realize, man, I've really got to get this done now because this could happen in the summer when it's hurricane season. Can you imagine being out of power as long as we were in many cases with hurricane season? Oh, horrible. You know how hot it gets. If you have Generator Supercenter and a standalone generator, that doesn't happen. But here's the thing with Generator Supercenter and the Generac automatic standby generators. More and more people are looking for that than ever before. And more people are purchasing and need install. So they have jobs available right now for installation, installation helpers and technicians, and then for sales as well. So never have you had a better opportunity to take care of you and your family with a brand new generator, automatic standby generator, or to actually get some new work working for Generator Supercenter. Three locations around the area here. Beaumont, you've got one in College Station, and of course in Tomball. But make sure you go to GeneratorSupercenter.com and find a location nearest you.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, the bottom of the lineup picked us up today. And, you know, the top three guys, you know, aren't always going to hit or get hits. You know, you have to have balance all up and down the lineup. And, you know, someday, you know, we're not clicking on all cylinders, but we're winning games. Someday, you know, we're going to click on all cylinders, and you know, I don't think it's that far off, because these guys are putting in the, you know, the work. They're concentrating, you know, and they want it. You know, that's half of it. Half the, you know, the battle of hitting is that you have to really, really want it and believe it as much as anything.
Paw Dusty, you know what? He was absolutely right. Bottom of the order won that game for him.
First time in seven games when trailing, they've won after the seventh inning. First time this year. They had never, and obviously some of the losses came during that time frame. So, but of all their losses, they've been trailing. They're seven games. First time in seven games. They're now 1-6. And this is what we have been talking about. Where's the clutch hits, or where's the plays that you need when it's time to win? And they got some.
Yep.
They finally got some late in the game. Late in the game. So. That was good to see the Houston Astros take care of business. They're now 13-11. This is a nice little streak they've got going here of good baseball. You've got, you know, you're waiting for Fromber. We'll see. They say he's ahead of schedule. If he's ahead of schedule, they had talked previously about, or Jeff Blum had at least on a broadcast about the summer, which I assume you mean June. But if he's ahead of schedule, maybe we get Fromber in May. I mean, he's been doing some throwing.
Yeah.
So I would think maybe Fromber in May. That would be nice. The Yordan thing concerns me a little bit, because it did have a very COVID-y type vibe when they just say health and...
Yeah. And they didn't give any... Usually they'd say he's got a balky knee or whatever.
And they said nothing.
Nothing.
It was like a HIPAA thing.
That's more COVID.
But I guess so. But he missed time last year. Wasn't he... It was he and Urquidy were the COVID bros last year to start the season, right?
Yeah,
it was Urquidy and Yordan,
Yordan was knees this whole year, wasn't he?
No, he got hurt. I'm talking about before the season started. Remember, Yordan was late to come back. Remember, he was the one that was...
And then he came back.
And then Urquidy didn't
knees.
Come back.
He came back for a game.
He came back and just shattered both knees with a swing.
Yeah, right. Well, that happens.
Yeah, let me know if anyone else has a guy who's so powerful he can shatter his and get double patella surgeries.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this tonight.
Yeah, health and safety. Yeah.
Health and safety reasons.
Right. It's 100%. But he's on the IL.
Well,
I guess that just to free up space.
Yeah. So somebody can come up. Well, that's it. Yeah, but that's the COVID IL, where they can bring up guys. They got a six-man team.
Astros activate Yordan Alvarez off injured list after positive coronavirus test. This is August 14, 2020. So he's had it already.
Yeah. Well, you can get it again. You can catch.
Are you hearing about people getting it multiple times?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not hearing a lot about
it. You haven't heard
that?
Yeah.
But do you know anyone?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Who?
And
it just doesn't hit him?
Yeah. No. That he tested positive again. I forget who it was.
Well, listen.
We have heard it.
Well, we can't do this where everyone stays out of sports when they've been vaccinated and they get it.
Yeah.
For that, I stop testing then. Might as well stop testing.
Not stop testing. Everybody get a vaccine.
Well, yeah, obviously that. Right. But
you
want to
play? You want to play? Get your vaccines.
Well, do you want people being able to track you with 5G? With 5G towers to be able to the government to track you with their COVID
vaccine?
Do you
think that shot, what they're actually doing is putting a chip in your arm? Is that what you think?
There's been discussions on the internet.
Today?
The internet has discussed it.
Is that what you're getting today?
Congratulations, government, for tracking me. My path from home to here to the Chinese buffet back home.
I tell my wife, y'all can track everything I do if you want. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to demand.
Except,
I'm gonna
except
demand
when you go to Riel without her, she'll know.
I didn't see my wife's tracking me.
Oh.
I said it's the government.
Well, the government. The government's going to track you to Riel and then tell her. And,
this guy's been sitting in this chair for 7 hours.
They're going to blackmail you. Oh, we know you were there at Riel.
All right, you can turn his off. He sits in a chair for like 3 hours, then goes and sits in another room for 9 hours, then goes home and lays in his bed and watches TV for 3 hours, and then does it all again.
I think that if they track you...
I think
you,
he's in a wheelchair.
The government may intervene and say, you're the least active person we're tracking.
We know.
100%.
What if...
Sir, I think A27462 is an actual vegetable. Somebody's rolling them around in a wheelchair. Can we just... or on a gurney.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah, I'm out.
So
y'all don't have to go out. Let me ask you this.
What about conspiracy theorists that think that the shot is really a buzzer being put into Astros players? Okay?
Don't start.
That's what it could be.
Don't even joke about that.
Now all of a sudden Altuve's hitting ever since he got his buzzer installed.
Don't joke about that because people will start to like, you joke. But remember when he did his shirt like that? And then supposedly his tattoo had a buzzer in it?
You don't know. I mean, you don't know. Because, I remember before the season started, the Astros said, everybody on the team, we are going to offer them COVID. Now, who's not hitting? Tucker. Did he get his? I don't know. Did he get his buzzer installed?
Tucker's been playing like he's...
No.
He's got the vid.
Miles Straw is a hitting machine, and he can't hit. Except he got two last night to crush people, to crush all
Let's
his
take
haters.
A look at it. Now, this is a pretty
Martin
good
Maldonado,
race.
Maldonado, did he get his buzzer installed? No.
This is a pretty good race. No, he was 0-2 also. So this is a race for the bottom. Who do you like in this one? Maldonado is hitting 93.
Hey.
You think he'll be the lowest hitter for the year?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get a lot more at-bats.
That doesn't matter. He's still the lowest hitter anyway.
I mean, maybe Castro.
I mean, his career, is he a career 221 hitter? I mean, honestly, if you look at his numbers, he's really not that good. Now, Straw's got a chance. Tucker will hit. He hits the ball hard. He will hit.
Okay, Tucker's 187. Straw's McCormick is 182. We had a hit yesterday. Straw's 228. And then you got Maldonado is hitting 93.
Yeah.
You like Maldonado to have the lowest?
Lowest, absolutely.
Over Straw?
I liked it before the season started.
Over Miles Straw?
Mm-hmm.
I could see something where Miles Straw's not really playing as many games in the future. Although, you're right. He did a couple hits. Maybe it is going to be Maldonado. That makes me sad.
No, why? It's an Astros catcher. What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, but Machete has had some big hits.
He'll have some power from time to time.
Remember that time he had triples?
You know, there will be like a 2-week stretch where he'll come up with like 3 hits that were kind of important. And you'll go, hey, Machete, all right, okay. And then the rest of the season.
Now, you know, something we haven't talked about is that it was not a good game for Zach Greinke. Very average stuff. Didn't make it out of the he didn't make it into the fifth. He pitched 4 innings and was done through 85 pitches. Gave up 4 earned runs. Had 5 strikeouts, a couple walks. Just got deep in a few counts and just really ran that count up on him. He's kind of settling into good Greinke, bad Greinke, and that's who he's going to be. Which is why.
Well, he's been more good Greinke than bad Greinke.
Well, he's 2 bad Greinkes.
Yeah.
And what, 3?
Well,
good,
if he gives you. Yeah, if he gives you 3 good starts every 5, I mean, and gets wins, then you know what? Yes.
I guess 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 2/3, 6 earned runs, 8 innings, none, 7-2 with 10 hits,
that's
and then 4-4. So it's been 60% good.
No, sorry,
4 innings, 4 innings and 4. I'm sorry, 4 innings and 4 runs. So it's been 7-2 with 10 hits. It's been two that are typically losing efforts, and then 3 that have been been good. I mean, good. 7 innings, 8 innings, 7 innings. You give up 2 earned runs or less. Those are 3 good innings. Quality starts for sure, but they're good starts. So you said 3 good starts, 2 bad starts. I'd just like to see Greinke get out of the bad. This is what happens when you get older. We're going to see more bad starts than average starts for Greinke. That's why having Christian Javier pitch like he is, I kind of eradicates that. You don't worry about it as much.
Sure, it's not 4 good starts?
Yeah, that's what I thought. 4-2.
Yeah.
I'll take 66%.
I know you keep mentioning the hits, but he only gave up 2 runs in that 7-inning outing. And then...
Oh, you know what? Did he have one before the 6?
Opening 66%.
Oh, he had one before the 6. Yeah, I was not showing up in
opening
my...
Opening day.
Yeah. You're right. You got to go back to the first. I was only going through the last 5 on the game log. Yeah, you're right. 4-2.
He's had a good year.
Yeah, you'll take that.
I'll take that every time. All right, it's 726 ESPN 97.5. Someone 3.74
ERA. That's what you're excited about. Well, it's to get you excited.
Listen, four runs off of the
If he gives you two out of three good starts where you have a great chance
I'll
to
take
win,
that every
I'll
day.
Take that every time.
I'll take that every time.
726 ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little bit about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. When we come back, though, we got to do some NFL draft stuff tonight. The first round, we got some. We've looked at a lot of prop bets, but we're going to look at some other stuff for you here. And who knows, Lance may give you some winners. But right now, I want to talk about my man, Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He is awesome. Look, if you're looking for the best way to improve your home or your business, and listen, you had a bunch of time with COVID to get this done. And if you didn't do it, if you're like me, you're pretty lazy, you take your time doing stuff, you procrastinate. Well, now's the time. Do it. Do it before the summer gets here when people are off of school and they are out there, out and about. I know it's 9,000 degrees, but listen, this is a great time to get this done in the spring for Jeff Aronoff, especially if you're going to put something outdoor at your house, because that's when the kids really use it. But the only time that we had a pool and we put the outdoor kitchen out there, and really the only time that we all used it was in the summertime. And surprisingly, even when it's that hot. But this is the time, and you've got time to get this done before the kids get out of school. So if you're looking for a great way to get it done and have it just beautiful, I mean, no small jobs, all big jobs. That's all Jeff does. If you're looking for it, right now all you got to do is call 713-880-2822. He will come to your home, he will design it, and he will get the job done for you, but probably before the summer even starts with the kids out of school. 713-880-2822.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk a little bit about the draft. And I'm looking at Chris Collinsworth, and it's not like Chris Sims, his projections. It's actually looks like sensible. But he's got, how does this change the draft? If at three the 49ers go with Trey Lance, what happens?
So Mac Jones falls down the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe to the Patriots 15, maybe to Washington 19.
Wow, that far.
Oh, yeah, he's going to fall. Well, because he's a second round, like, the only one who's got this grade on him is Kyle Shanahan. Nobody has I know Carolina liked him because Joe, they liked him from working with him at Senior Bowl, and I guess Joe Brady liked him and Matt Rhule liked him, but they've got Sam Darnold now. They're not picking.
Well,
they're not going to pick a quarterback.
Chris Collinsworth still has them taking Mac Jones with the 8th pick.
Yeah,
I mean, because you know what? You got a commodity still. You got an asset.
So what?
With either guy, you've got an asset.
Nah, I don't think he's an asset. I don't think Mac Jones is
a
huge asset.
What did you give up for Darnold? I mean, it's not like you.
You didn't give up a ton. You could take one, but what are you going to do with Sam Darnold? What if Sam Darnold plays well?
Then you got a guy who sits for a couple of years.
Well, if he plays well the first year, then you're going to pick up the fifth year. You'll pick up the fifth year option on Darnold, which is going to be a lot of money. And if he plays well, then you're moving Mac Jones, and you've burned off 2 years of his contract. Like, I just don't think it makes any sense to do that.
Or if Darnold plays real well this year, you trade Mac Jones in the offseason next year.
I don't think they would. Here's why. Because Deshaun Watson. I think they're waiting to see Deshaun Watson. I think it's...
But honestly, will he cost you versus what Mac Jones costs you?
Well, what difference does it matter what cost you? Like, okay, would you rather drive a hoopty or some kind of brand new Mercedes, whatever? Like, Deshaun is a substantially better quarterback than Mac Jones.
Well, the problem with Deshaun, this Mercedes you're talking about, I mean, the Carfax on it is...
It's got to be clean.
Yeah, the Carfax stuff all over it.
That's why you might get a better deal on it.
And the interior's got all
kinds of stuff. No, the Carfax might give you a better... You might get a better deal on this. But just because you... Hey, look at this. I got a great bargain with Mac Jones.
I don't get the complimentary floor mats instead of that. I just get towels on the bottom for the Mercedes you're talking about.
Towels. You get those paper.
But the fifth year option for Darnold, the deadline for that's May 3rd, so it won't come into play next year. So if they don't do it by May 3rd,
he was
in the Baker draft.
Yeah, So he's got 2 years left. So they're going to pick up. Oh, no, they're going to pick up his fifth year option.
Well, they would have to do it by May 3rd.
Yeah, yeah, but they will. There's talk that it's already
going to
assume. Well,
yeah, you got to do it sight unseen.
Yeah, they're going to pick him up.
Well, I'm sure that Joe Brady's talking to him and working with him and seeing
whether or not. You know how much the fifth-year option is for quarterbacks? It's expensive.
Well, it depends. Apparently, it's now dependent on what you've accomplished because there are certain – some guys get more because, you know, they've made a Pro Bowl. And that's just for all positions. It's now dependent on, you know, if you're good or not.
Yeah, well, that
okay. In terms of price,
you mean? Oh, that's odd.
Yeah,
on worth, huh? So, okay, let's go. Let's say that the 49ers take Mac Jones. Now, how does that change? Listen, I think that changes the draft a lot because Trey Lance is more attractive than Mac Jones.
If Mac Jones doesn't get picked, he's going to fall. If Trey Lance gets picked at three. Then it is, it'll definitely shake
some
things up.
What if Mac Jones gets picked at three? Where does Trey Lance go?
Then Trey Lance goes no further than 12.
Ooh, I think somebody steps up, trades up.
I'm saying that's the furthest.
Yeah, but I think
New England could step up to seven.
I think he doesn't go further. I don't think he goes further
than. In my mock draft, I have New England going seven picking him. I don't have them picking Justin Fields. Mike Lombardi, I did a radio show with Mike Lombardi who knows Bill Belichick, and he made a point that he does not believe that Justin Fields. And the way that he throws the football, and he was making he worked for Bill Belichick. He made a point that he believes that Justin Fields is not a Bill Belichick quarterback. That Trey Lance is a much more Bill Belichick.
That is the one that's always going to strike people as odd. He's not, but Cam is?
Well, there's two. Ryan Mallett was a third round pick. Ryan Mallett was a straight dodo. And he picked
but a big, tall, white guy that's a pocket passer.
Well, so you say to yourself, well, look what he did with Tom Brady. Well, that's one guy they hit in the fifth or sixth round.
No, but they also had Castle. They also had
Jarrett Stidham.
Brian Hoyer. That's the kind of guy that they get.
And that's Lance.
Yeah.
And that's Lance, only a much better athlete.
Yeah.
And much better. So it does make some sense.
Yeah.
Like he wants to win.
But Cam's the only thing that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just a Band-Aid. It's a bridge quarterback. He was a one-year quarterback for $2 million
now,
or whatever.
Now he's a two-year quarterback.
Huh? Well, now he's a 2 year, but that's while they bridge him. They don't have the same leverage, so they're bringing him back, so they don't have to teach someone a new system. That's fine, but I don't know. A lot of people think it's Justin Fields. I put Trey Lance in my final mock. I think that New England is a team that's going. I think they are going to come up for a quarterback. They're going to come up. They haven't done all the stuff in the offseason to not finish the job by getting a quarterback. So they're going to move up in the draft to get a quarterback. And I think Denver, if a quarterback falls to them, especially Justin Fields, if he were to fall to them at nine, despite taking Teddy Bridgewater with a late-round pick, I don't think that changes anything. No. I think they would take it keeps them from reaching and doing anything stupid on draft day. But if Fields fell to them, I think they take Justin Fields at nine.
So part of Fields' lack of appeal for the Patriots is – his throwing his size, allegedly, according to is it his size?
Maybe that's where Mort got that from. I don't know.
Is it part of it his size?
Can't be his size.
Yeah, it can't be.
Justin Fields is good
he's
size.
He's 6'3", 220.
No, so, Justin Fields' size is 220. He's thicker than that.
Well, 227, 6'3", nearly 230.
So Justin, no, it's definitely not size. I think it's his, all Mike said on the radio was he's doing a gambling network. Vegas Sports Insiders Network, VSIN.
Is he doing it with Brent Musburger?
No, he was, I don't know, with some other guy, but he was, he was just talking football. He wasn't really talking gambling much, but he did make mention that he can't see Justin Fields. That's not a Bill Belichick type of quarterback.
And he explained
He didn't really explain. he said throwing. Yeah, he said the way he throws, the way he sets up in a pocket. I didn't feel like getting into it. It was a 10-minute hit. I'm like, okay. I said, yeah, I've got Fields. Them trading up for Fields.
So I don't know. I don't know. I just think that the Falcons. Now the Falcons with everybody thinks Pitts is going to be just a superstar. So I don't know. It's still a tight end.
I got Falcons at tight end.
Yes. You got him at. You got the Falcons taking
five.
But I think the Bengals are dumb if they don't trade out of there.
Well, they're not going to.
You could move back to nine and still get Sewell, Slater,
maybe
Chase,
but
Smith.
Eight is a big. Now, more than likely, if you like Slater, you for sure should trade out.
Yes.
If you like Slater, you should for sure trade out. Sewell could go number eight to to Carolina. So if you like Sewell, then or you like
Jamar, you might be able
how,
to.
How would you not
what if,
like?
What if Carolina likes Slater? You could still fall back to nine and get Sewell.
Well, I don't think nine because of the Teddy Bridgewater thing. The team that would be most likely to trade up with him would be the Eagles to get their hands, and even that's a little early. But the guys who are being coveted right now are a cornerback, either Patrick Surtain or J.C. Horn, one or the other, depending on who you like. potentially a quarterback, whoever the Patriots like, is the one that's assumed that to be the case. And then maybe for Pitts or Jamar Chase, that's who you're trading up for. I've got Devontae Smith falling to 15. And I've got Detroit trading 7-15. I got New England coming up and getting Trey Lance. And I got staying a year behind Cam Newton. And then I've got seven, Detroit going back to 15 and getting Michael Parsons. No. I got him drafting Devontae Smith. Well, I got Michael Parsons going
Giants.
Did
you put out another mock draft?
Yeah, I had
Why
two
don't we
night.
Have the comments?
They haven't. I don't think they've posted it officially yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, there's 10 mock drafts on NFL.com, and I'm not one of them.
There's a lot of them.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting kind of pissed off about that.
A little insulting. Disrespectful. Who do you have late in the first taking a receiver? So, because if Devontae Smith is in the mid-teens, would someone come up to get him as opposed to waiting for an Elijah Moore or something?
Yeah, they might, but I didn't do it. I had Green Bay trading up to get Elijah Moore, and I think that one makes a lot of sense because you have Baltimore and the Saints ahead of who both need wide receiver ahead of Green Bay. And last year, you screwed Brett Favre by drafting a backup quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, by drafting a backup quarterback. So you drafted a backup quarterback, basically, behind Aaron Rodgers, who you thought was going to be your future, and now you realize, oh, he just won MVP. This is awkward. You didn't get any weapons. You got a short-arm H-back, Joseph DeGuerra, later in the middle rounds. This could be the year, and Aaron's still pissy about it. You know what could make him a little happier? If you do the smart thing and move up to pick number, 23 or 21 or 22 and draft Elijah Moore or Rashad Bateman, get a wide receiver before the Saints and Ravens can get their hands on one. Because you know there's a good chance either one of them could draft wide receiver. So you're going to have to move up to get one. And if you want to, if you really want to get the most out of Aaron Rodgers, you need it. I mean, show the guy that, hey, our bad last year. We're going to move up about six spots and go get you a wide receiver.
Yeah. Yep.
Although I like Moore way better than Bateman, personally.
Yeah. And it's just a shame about the medicals on Terrace Marshall. He's so good.
So Daniel Jeremiah is going Penei Sewell also at five. And Jamar Chase six of the
Dolphins.
Yeah,
I
don't want that happening.
Why don't you want it happening?
I just don't think there's any reason we need that to happen.
What? You don't? Why? What's your big issue with that order of draft?
I don't want I don't want you to get Jamar Chase.
You don't want the Dolphins to get the best receiver in the draft? Is your issue? Huh.
He's not the best. Devontae Smith is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he jumps higher.
Oh, one guy didn't even play last year. Yeah, good luck. You know what? He'll probably sit out games because he's tired or something.
You went from 0 to 60 on a guy they probably won't get anyway.
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting.
No. Congratulations.
Okay.
I hope he just sits out his career, says, I don't feel like playing.
So Daniel Jeremiah
got you a national title, and you're so hateful.
DJ is very close with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Because he's a Dolphin. That's why.
Daniel Jeremiah is very close to the Philadelphia Eagles front office, and he's got Devontae Smith going 12 to Philadelphia, which they do need cornerback or wide receiver, but DJ's got him going 12. As long as he's outside 11.5, that's fine.
You don't want them getting a quarterback, John.
Jalen Phillips,
the Eagles? 14.
No, you want them to be so desperate for Deshaun, they give up their potential three first-round picks next year.
Yeah, but they're...
Quiddy Pay, Dolphins, what? 18.
I guess they're not going to be any good.
Yeah, if they need a quarterback, they're not going to be good.
Yeah. No. We want them to be... We want everybody to be crappy, actually.
Yeah, you want... But not the Colts. You need them to make the playoffs because their second-round pick turns into a first-round pick for the Eagles.
Ooh.
With Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has to get them there, though. If he gets him there, the Eagles get another first-round pick. That's three. That's the deal you want.
That's it. Let's go.
You have four first-round picks next year. That's the dream. You should root for the Colts and root against the Eagles.
Look at our team. Look what we're going to – Bill O'Brien, you are a genius. Bill O'Brien was a genius. He set us up for this.
Yeah, he's putting together a hell of a
– Bill O'Brien was a trading genius that this all works out. And in 3 years, the Texans are in the Super Bowl? What?
Ooh, my final mock just hit NFL.com. I'm going to put it on Twitter just to see how how quickly we can
I want to see good comments. Everybody comment on Lance's.
You don't have to comment.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Don't worry. Everyone else will do it for
you. No, everybody's going to say, what a great mock draft
it is. Sure. As long as when Lance mocks a player you don't like to your team, let him know about it. That's what we're looking for.
No, I'm sure he's done it. For is nothing but compliments on Lance's draft, on his mock draft.
That's not how the show works.
Well, I mean, and by that I mean just crush
rip his ass.
I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about Chastain Ford and what's going on over there. What's going on over there? See my peeps. They were out at the golf tournament. Unfortunately, I never made it to number 9 because I was so sick. And here's the deal: is that I wish because they had the truck out there, and that is just such a great truck. They help sponsor the golf tournament. We really appreciate them. Joe and Patrick are just great people. Everybody over there does an unbelievable job. They're so good, and it's and you know what? It really is a family atmosphere. It really is a family atmosphere, in that they're not going to, when you deal with your family, hopefully when you deal with your family, they're not trying to just get as much money as they possibly can. Some families do, I guess, but not this family. And they say, we're not going to add on, and this is a staple with dealerships, that after the deal is done, you need this, and all of a sudden you're paying $3,000 more. That's not the case at Chastain Ford. And here's the deal, is they got to get these 2020s off the lot. They cannot have them on the lot. If you're looking for that Expedition or Explorer, you're getting up to $15,000 off, and they got the EcoSports right now that are $1,000 down and $199 a month. That is a great starter car. You're looking for the best place to get that Ford car or truck. I love them. You will love them too. Best in service, best in everything at Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can shop online. Do the whole thing at ChastainFord.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh. We're not doing the Deshaun Carr thing anymore.
Why? Is people...
Because they're talking about the tailpipe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know what that was in reference to.
No.
Oh, horrible. Now it really... That really hits with me.
No. No, we're not doing that. That is ugly. That's just bad people doing stuff out there. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780. It's NFL draft day, baby. You got a question for Lance? Let's go.
I got a question for Lance.
Oh, you got one, Del?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who saves Devontae Smith from a fall? Like, you have him in the mid-teens, possibly. Who would be the one team who drafts him where his talent and production says he should be drafted?
7. If Detroit doesn't get a trade back, I can see Detroit doing it. They really need wide receiver. So I thought about it yesterday. I mean, I've put him there before in mock drafts, and I thought about it. 7 would make perfect sense. I've got them trading back and still having Devontae Smith get to them. But I also thought about this. If we live in a world where the top 3 picks are the quarterbacks, 4 is Kyle Pitts, 5 is Jamar Chase. Why would Miami, you know, like, why would I gave Miami Waddle, and I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, I've read.
I'm not sure why I'm giving them Waddle when Smith is the better, more polished receiver.
You would have to believe the Dolphins have decided his size is such an impediment that they can't draft
or that him. Or that Waddle's rare speed, or that they see Waddle as Tyreek.
Well, Wolfler's only a 1-year guy, but they have a rare speed, at least deep threat. Well, Waddle does different things.
So is Waddle T.Y. Hilton? Is he Ted Ginn? Is he Tyreek Hill? What is he?
Yeah.
He is a gadget guy. According to some people, he's a gadget guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could be Ted Ginn, but you could also be Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, well, my comp is Tyreek Hill, but people in the league get a little feisty about... I mean, Reek is pretty special.
Yeah.
And especially people I know at the Chiefs who text me out of nowhere saying, you guys have got to stop this comparison to Tyreek Hill. That's so disrespectful.
Well, they're upset about it, sure.
And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, Reek is done. I mean, he's done it. Reek's done it. Of course, nobody right now has done it, but Jaylen Waddle has the same kind of get open and quickness. And Tyreek is probably the most explosive player I've ever seen in terms of quick twitch. But Jaylen Waddle's not far behind. I mean, Jaylen Waddle is really, really. When you watch tape on him, you just see him wide open. And I mean against man coverage where they're trying to guard him. And they just don't have any. It's college cornerbacks, but it's SEC cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And they have no. They just don't have any chance. Because I used to think, he's a guy who runs fast. He's a return specialist. You know, he's fast in a straight line. He's not going to be. And then I saw him run routes this year, and I realized, oh, man, he's a problem. This guy's a legitimate, like, he can legitimately get in and out of his routes. Sometimes really fast guys, their center of gravity is a little bit high, and so when they try to stop and turn, they kind of drift. It's just like being in a car or in a golf cart, if you've ever flipped a golf cart.
Yeah.
Or like a three-wheeler back in the day, where you just have too much weight up top, and when you turn or you cut, you can't do it tightly or quickly. You can't corner sharply. Because he's got those thick legs and good build on his lower body, and he's got sink in his hips, he drops his center of gravity. So he's got this incredible cornering and turning where he doesn't run through his breaks. Like, sometimes fast players will run through their route breaks, and that's why their routes, like Andy Isabella, who was a receiver drafted in the second round out of UMass, white guy who ran a 4.340, blazing speed, small guy, put 200 yards on Georgia a couple years ago. Arizona drafted him before they drafted DK Metcalf. He's like 5'10"-ish, and they drafted him before DK Metcalf, and Andy Isabella runs a million miles an hour through his breaks, and that's why his routes aren't that great. Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle can run a million miles an hour and then all of a sudden hit the brakes. Like, that's, people don't, he can't do that without shattering their ACLs, and yet he does it.
Well, I saw Devontae Smith's Sports Science. Did you guys see that?
I've seen it on Twitter. I haven't actually watched the whole thing.
His,
it shows his Sports Science. His ability to cut on a dime.
Oh, Sports Science.
Sports Science.
It's crazy.
It's crazy how good.
It's crazy. It's crazy how good Calvin Ridley was at it, Jerry Jeudy, and now Smith might be the best.
So the only thing keeping him from is size, right? What would keep? Are there actual things besides his weight that would make him a possible bust?
Nothing. There's nothing.
I mean,
his hands are great.
His toughness
is great. I asked Major Applewhite about him, and because Major was working on that staff, he goes, Lance, it's probably the highest character kid that I've ever seen. He goes, it is impossible for him to bust because of character. There's no, and meaning character, meaning when he gets to the league, he cares about the money more, or he cares about the fame, or he gets in trouble off the field. He goes, he will be in there working his ass off for you every single day. He doesn't talk a lot. It's all about ball for him. Like, he is literally
the perfect.
It wouldn't shock me if he's one of Nick Saban's favorite players of all time.
And that makes me think, how could the Dolphins pass on him?
Yeah, I know.
Because
I'm going to redo this mock.
He fits
because
everything.
Because you don't care about character in Miami.
Okay, sure. He fits everything they would like, and he's a Nick Saban guy, and they have that connection too.
Huh. I asked, remember, Lance, when we talked to, we talked to Jaylen. When we had Jaylen on. Ask Jaylen if he his Devontae thanked you. You got that sound?
I'll grab it.
Grab that sound. Remember, I asked at the end. I said, "Hey, Jaylen, has Devontae thanked you for that Heisman?"
Oh, for leaving. Yeah, for being hurt.
Because if he was, if Jaylen had been there, listen,
dude,
before Jaylen got hurt, Jaylen was the favorite wide receiver to win the Heisman.
Was he really?
of the wide receivers? His numbers in the first whatever four games were just stupid. Were just unbelievable. He was having that kind of. He was having that Devontae Smith year. Now Devontae he's got the most SEC touchdowns and blah. He's got all this stuff and everything else. But listen, Mac Jones had to rely on Devontae a hell of a lot more after Jaylen Waddle went down.
Instead of throwing a Slade Bolton or John Metchie, he had the guy who he focused on. He was with Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharp has a podcast, and he's called the Club Shay Shay. That's the name of the podcast.
So on brand for Shannon Sharp.
But this is Shannon Sharp asking Devontae Smith about the absence of Jaylen Waddle.
It was a blessing and a curse. Do you believe you'd have been able to put up the numbers had Waddle stayed healthy?
No, I know I wouldn't have. But I mean, like, I believe both of us would have had great seasons.
Right.
It was like, you can't, you double one, the other one going to eat.
Right.
Vice versa. So, I mean, like, if he would have played, nah, I wouldn't have won Heisman.
Matt probably would have won the Heisman because Matt would have threw for like 6,000.
Yeah, he probably would have won the Heisman. I mean, I believe Biletnikoff could have probably went to either one of us.
Right.
So, like, I know, like, he would have played 100%. I wouldn't have won the Heisman.
But, you know, this is
the
thing about Devontae Smith, though. He doesn't care. No. Like, he doesn't care about the individual stuff. He's a gunner on the punt team.
Yeah.
He's sprinting down, going and getting punt returners.
When he's going to be a
166-pound gunner.
Yeah.
And, by the way, he's fearless and he's tough. I've seen him take some big shots, and he doesn't. It's just what you worry about is more guys are going to give him big shots in the NFL, and they're bigger and they're faster. But I'm keeping him third. I mean, to me, I got him ahead of Jamar Chase by – I've got it 7.13, 7.12, because I recognize Jamar's got – he's got the potential to be really, really good. But Devontae already is really, really good. You just wonder how much better he can get. This is about – like, it's already like having an NFL wide receiver playing college football. He's so polished, no one can stick with Devontae Smith. And he made himself faster last year. Do you know his time in the spring was a 4.51? He looked like – so he went out there and started. They've got this track apparatus that it allows them to measure body speed and explosion and which leg, like how powerful you are in your strides in each stride. And what they do is this apparatus tells you where you're weak, you know, what you should be working on. Mm. So Alabama worked on his and trained his explosiveness out of the gate and you know, out of the blocks. It turned him into, he didn't run this year. But from what I understand on the GPS stuff, it's the equivalent of being like a 4.42 guy. Like, he picked up tremendous speed because he just worked on that element of his game.
That's all. And by the way, yeah, nobody can stick with him. But let's get Ben in here. He wants to talk to Lance. Chris, we got you too. What's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? I had a quick question. It's about Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. If they said that the Bears offered 3 first-round picks and some more picks for Russell Wilson, how much is Deshaun actually worth, before all these allegations, how much is he actually worth when he's, what is it, 6-7 years younger than Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, that amount next year?
You say you started 3 first rounders. Well, that's because you can only have 3 first rounders in a row, like 3 seasons in a row of first round picks. To me, I had a team tell me Deshaun's worth probably more like 5 first rounders for a team in the back end of the first. And their idea was, look, if the Steelers were to get their hands on him, or at the time the Colts, or if Tampa got their hands on him, New Orleans, one of those teams who already have some stuff in place, this person's thought was, why in the world, we don't care if we have a first round pick. We got our quarterback. We can build through the draft. A lot of times teams like Seattle are trading out of the first anyway. We can build a team around second and third round picks if we've got our quarterback and we got a bunch of Pro Bowlers on our roster. Who are we trying to draft? He said the only difference. And by the way, we can avoid those first round contracts too if we traded them away. We got Deshaun Watson; he's more expensive. But we also don't have guys with more expensive 5th year options in the first round. And I mean, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I wouldn't want to give up 5 first rounders for
it
one
player.
It seems
like a bit much.
But he also,
Bill O'Brien would do that.
But you also know what you get.
It's not my job to do that.
Yeah, it is your job.
You know what you get with Deshaun, right? I mean, on the field.
Yeah, right. Well, right.
How much is he going to be worth? I think Deshaun Watson, minimum of 3 first rounders will come back to the Texans at some point.
Well, you can't say, Ben, what is he worth without all this stuff? Because all this stuff is a part of it now. And the team that takes him, he's got to fade all of that with their fan base. Got to fade women's groups. Got to fade, you know, all the backlash, the initial press conference, and all of the, if there's more settlements that pop or whatever. He's got this on his resume now, and it does. It detracts from his value. It really does.
Do you really think it's going to, though, when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I don't think they get more than 3 first rounders for him. No.
You don't think they'll get 3 firsts? I mean, 3 firsts still good, but you don't think they'll get 3 firsts and maybe a couple?
They might get two firsts and 2 seconds now. Yes, I do think it has. It absolutely has affected his value.
He is not the clean cut guy everyone thought he was.
Well, the face of the franchise has been hurt.
That is, that's the face of the franchise.
You can't. Yeah, man, I didn't really think about the fact that that's an intangible, a face of a franchise. But it is so important when you get it, if you get it. Like, I don't know if Lamar Jackson is yet a face of the franchise. think he still has to – I think he's got to get – and he's not a guy that's going to want to be out there doing all the – you know the in-person interview stuff. He's a baller. He likes to play ball.
By the way, Harbaugh said this week, slow down, everybody. We're going to give – Lamar's getting the fifth-year option. And Pete Carroll said yesterday, slow down, everybody. Russell's going to be here. He ain't going
Bucky
nowhere.
Bucky just threw that out there just as a fun little deal, and it caused
I bet.
Harbaugh had to do something where he says, we're picking him up the fifth-year option. I just want to tell you in advance, everybody. Yeah. Stop getting mad at me.
Right.
But the face of the franchise thing is like a really, you know, Russell has been.
Yeah. Man, listen, you can't, no see, advertisers, you can't take.
Was Ben Roethlisberger a face of the franchise? I mean, he is from a recognition standpoint of the, but you know what? He doesn't even have a shoe deal.
No, he doesn't have anything.
Ben doesn't have any advertising deals.
No, Deshaun ain't
getting
nothing anymore. Nothing.
But would you say Ben? Okay, I guess face of the franchise is relative. Outside of the market, Ben Roethlisberger is clearly the face of the franchise of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if Deshaun went to Carolina, he would be face of the franchise. Inside the market, though, it is a little different because can he be doing local advertisements? You know what?
No.
He can't in Houston. Maybe he could in a small
a smaller
place like that.
All right, top of the hour.
I bet
here.
In New York they would rush to give him deals.
No, you got.
You don't think listen, they would rush to then, give him in deals in New York?
No. With the women's group. Oh, really? This is the guy that you're going to put on your business? A guy who is shut. I mean,
I didn't
a
say
bunch,
San Francisco. I said New York.
No, it doesn't matter. New York too. After Cuomo. After you know what? How
Mr. Cuomo? What does that have to do with Deshaun?
With the way he treats women? Are you kidding me? I mean, Lance, I'm telling you, I don't know that any market that says, oh, Deshaun's here. I can't wait to give him money to represent my business.
No, it's not going to be an easy sell.
8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, 713-7803. What about the Rockets? That's an easy sell.
Oh, Rockets, for me it is. But, you know, one of the things that's awesome about the Rockets now is there are tickets available. And what's great is you get a chance to go check out the Houston Rockets, guys like Christian Wood, Jayshon Tate, and you have all this, and this is like not even a joke. This is your big opportunity to get out there and take advantage of you and your sons. I'm going to take my kids out there here towards the end of the year. This is when you can go out there and really experience it for yourself. And with the Houston Rockets, you got a chance to go like a boys' night out where you can go get your tickets, your hot dogs, your Cokes, your beer, your waters, all for one great low price right there on right there on Cinco de Mayo. And this is the great offer. Tickets as low as $30 a person for Cinco de Mayo. You get the ticket, a blue H-Town margarita, and a quesadilla. Is that good? Is that any good? A blue margarita, a quesadilla, and a ticket for just $30. Tickets will be purchased in groups of two or four. Basketball, margaritas, and quesadillas. What a fun night out in Houston with your friends on Cinco de Mayo. Go to Rockets.com.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.